如果有一天你坐的 Uber 里没有司机，你会害怕吗？If one day there's no driver in your Uber ride, would you be scared？现在在中国，有些人已经每天坐无人驾驶出租车去上班了。In China, some people are already commuting to work in driverless taxis every day.
Do you know how to use conditionals in Chinese with 只有 and 才？
大家好，大家好，欢迎又回到我们的中文播客，我是 Melanie。
大家好，我是 Vicky，很高兴又和大家见面了。Melanie，你最近怎么样呢？
哎呀，最近有点累呀，睡得不太好。
Oh no！我们要好好休息，好好睡觉才行，才有力气继续 work work work，是吗？
你说的对，那你怎么样呢，Vicky？
啊，我最近都还可以吧，就是比较忙，但是我觉得正常忙，就是还可以，还能应付得过去。
好的，我们都要保持平衡。
对，继续努力吧。
一起加油！
哎，对对对，所以我们今天要学什么呢？
那今天我们要学习另一个非常重要的中文结构，就是"只有不啦不啦才
对，这个结构其实在中文里是非常有用的。它表示只有这个条件成立了，结果才会发生。就比如，只有亲自体验免费试听课，才知道中文，学习中文可以这么轻松。So only by experiencing a free trial lesson with us can you realize how easy learning Chinese could be.
对，所以你在等什么？What are you waiting for? Get your free class at the QR right here, or click on the link in the description below. Don't miss the opportunity to learn with the best online academy, best teachers like Vicky.
Melanie
好，好，那现在我们先来听一段对话。As usual, we will start with a dialogue. So the setting is Vicky 和 Melanie 两个人第一次坐 robot taxi。
Let's get started. Melanie，你看这辆车里面真的没有司机。
那我还是有一点紧张。
哎呀，别担心，现在很多中国城市都有 robo taxi。
真的吗？只有大城市才有吗？
对，就比如北京、上海、深圳。
那是不是只有有钱的人才会坐？
哎，不是，其实现在很多普通人也会坐。
我觉得，只有真的很相信科技的人才敢坐这种车。
也许以后大家都会习惯哦。Okay, so after our dialogue, let's start with the grammar. Previously, we say we were going to learn about the structure 只有才。其实这个结构表示，像我刚才说的，只有这个条件成立才会发生这个结果。所以，在英文里，就像 in English would be only if or only something then something. So that's why the structure is 只有 plus 条件 plus 才 plus result. So it's the structure is 只有 plus the condition, then plus 才 and then plus the result. So let's see some example from the dialogue. 只有有钱的人才会做吗？So is it only rich people who use them?
Thank you for the explanation. And here's another example from the dialogue. 只有很相信科技的人才敢坐这种车。Only people who really trust technology dare to ride this kind of car. And here are some more examples. 只有努力学习才会进步。Only by studying hard can you improve. 只有周末我才有时间休息。Only on weekends do I have time to rest.
Oh, that's so sad, Melanie. We should have more days to rest.
Yes, we do. Okay.So here are some useful tips. 只有 this word emphasizes the condition is very special and very limited. And the word 才 suggests the result is not easy to achieve. So, 只有 blah blah 才 means only if this happens, then the result can happen.
Exactly. Thanks for the tip, Melanie. So now it's your turn to practice. Try to translate this sentence into Chinese. Only people with experience can do this job.
Remember to use 只有 blah blah 才 and take a moment to think about it. 慢慢来 We'll give you the answer later in this episode.
So while you're thinking about the answer, let's move on to the dialogue. We're going to review our dialogue. So pay attention at the structure 只有才。So Melanie, 你看这辆车里真的没有司机。Melanie, look, there's no driver inside this car.
我还是有一点紧张。I'm still a little nervous.
哎，别担心，现在很多中国城市都有 robotaxi. Don't worry, many Chinese cities now have robotaxis.
真的吗？只有大城市才有吗？ Really? Only big cities have them?
嗯，对，比如北京、上海、深圳。Yes, for example, 北京、上海 and 深圳。
那是不是只有有钱的人才会坐？So, is it only rich people who use them?
那不是，现在很多普通人也会坐。No, many ordinary people use them too.
我觉得只有真的很相信科技的人才敢坐这种车。I think only people who really trust the technology dare to ride in this kind of car.
也许以后大家都会习惯。Well, maybe everyone will get used to it in the future.
Okay, are you enjoying this episode? Thanks for being here. With our classes, you can make even more progress. We have a very complete platform to track your progress and a clear method that guarantees your goals. So, welcome to find everything at our website, haiyuchineschool.com. You can scan the QR code right here at this page.OK, 接下来我们会聊一个很多外国人第一次看到都会觉得哇真的假的的话题。Alright, so next we're gonna talk about a topic that many foreigners react to with, well, really, when they first time hear about it.
Yes, so we mentioned it before in the dialogue. We're going to talk about the 无人驾驶出租车, the robo-taxi, so the driverless taxi.
那现在在中国的一些城市,你真的可以打开 APP, 叫车,然后来的是一辆没有司机的车。So now...In some cities in China, you literally can open an app, call a car, and a driverless car will come pick you up.
对，最可怕的是它真的会自己开来。Like, the more scary thing is that the car actually will drive itself.
对，很多外国游客第一次坐的时候都很紧张，因为前面真的没有人在开车啊。Yeah, so many foreign tourists, the first time they ride in one robotaxi, they're really, really nervous because there's literally Nobody driving the car.
嗯哼，对，但是呢，其实 Melanie 在中国，robotaxi 已经越来越普通了，就是普遍了。对，其实现在在北京、上海、深圳、武汉这些大城市已经是非常常见了。So actually, the robotaxis are getting more and more usual, especially in cities like 北京、上海、深圳 and 武汉。中国的无人驾驶出租车发展的其实非常快，已经不只是测试阶段，而是真正的大规模商业运行运营。So 像就是百度啊、Apollo Go 啊、Pony AI 和 WeRide 这些公司，都已经就是在大城市提供这个服务。So, China's driverless taxi industry has moved far beyond the testing phase and is now entering into a large-scale commercial operation. So, companies like Baidu, Apollo Go, Pony.ai, and WeRide, they are already offering service across these cities. 这些无人驾驶出租车，其实他们利用的是人工智能、摄像头、雷达和各种感应器，来感知周围的环境，然后自己完成驾驶。对于很多中国人来说，坐无人驾驶出租车其实已经慢慢的变成一个日常。So how does these driverless cars function? Well, actually, they combine artificial intelligence, camera, radars, and multiple sensors to understand their surroundings and drive on themselves. For many Chinese people, like taking driverless taxis is actually becoming part of their daily life.
而且有些地方，你每天都可以看到这样的车。现在很多中国年轻人已经觉得，哎呀，这个很正常。但是对于很多外国人来说，这种感觉还是很科幻。So in some places in China, you can see this kind of car every day, and a lot of Chinese young people already feel this is completely normal. But to many foreigners, like this feeling is still like science fiction.
对，所以为什么中国发展得这么快？Why China is developing so fast？其实很多外国人不知道的，就是不知道的原因，但是呢，中国有一个，就是就是先试试看的精神。So what foreigners don't know is that in China, there's a kind of mindset that is, oh, let's try it and see.
Oh yes，对呀，所以有的时候新的科技在别的国家可能要讨论很久。So sometimes the new technologies, in other countries will be discussed for a long time before they're fully introduced.
但是呢，在中国其实很多城市会先开始测试，就是一边用一边改进。But in China, there's a lot of cities that they will start testing it. So while they're testing it, like they're using it, they will be like updating or trying to improve.
所以发展速度会很快的。So the pace of development there is very fast.
对，所以我们来问一个问题：坐 robotaxi 的感觉是什么呢？其实呢，很多人如果是第一次的话啊，会一直往前面看。So whenever you take the robotaxi for the first time, a lot of people actually will only like stare at the front.
哇，这个图片选得太棒了！You have chosen a good picture. We have the passenger view. 那因为呢，作为乘客，as a passenger，你真的会想，哇，这个车真的看得到红绿灯吗？它会不会突然开错路？ So as a passenger, you will start wondering, can it actually see the traffic lights? And what if this car suddenly goes the wrong way?
而且你知道吗，Melanie，还有一个最奇怪的事，就是在车里有时候会一直自己讲话。So the funny thing is that the car will talk itself.
哇，对的。所以呢，这个车会说前方有行人，现在开始转弯。So the robot taxi will say things like, pedestrian ahead, now turning.
Yeah, 其实这种感觉很像电影，就是很多人第一次其实都不敢坐。So this feeling is like a movie, you know, a fictional utopian movie. And that's why a lot of people like they need to be very brave to take it for the
Yeah，
first time.
真的真的，那其实现在还是有很多人不太相信 robot taxi or driverless taxi. So actually, until now, there are still a lot of people they don't really trust robot taxi.
对啊，就是有些人会觉得，我还是比较相信真人司机。So that's true. Now, like, there's a lot of people also that still say, "Oh, I rely more on a human taxi driver."
特别是如果车开得太快的时候，你会突然开始怀疑人生。Especially when the car is going too fast, you kind of starting questioning your whole life.
对，因为你找不到司机可以看哦，because you can't find the taxi driver to ask him to stop.
好的，那现在我们来聊聊年轻人和老一代的人他们的看法，the different points of view of young generation and elder generation。So，现在呢，中国年轻人通常比较愿意试一试新的科技。So nowadays in China, young people usually more willing to try new technologies。
但是，比较大，年纪比较大的人，其实会觉得还是以前比较安全。So the older generation will think, "Oh no, I still like think that before it was safer."
没错，所以现在在中国社会也会有一个很有意思的问题：如果以后 robot taxi 越来越多，那司机怎么办？So now in China's society, there's also a very interesting question: is if there are more and more common, more and more robot taxi in the future, so what will happen to the drivers?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. 但是中国人对未来的感觉其实不太一样。就是很多中国很多年轻人会觉得，哦，未来已经来了。So how the Chinese people, they have a different mindset related to the future. So a lot of young people will think, oh, but the future is already here.
对，在别的国家，像电影一样的东西，在中国可能已经可以用了。Yes, so things like they're from a movie in other countries may already be available in China.
对，所以很多外国人去中国以后会觉得，哇，中国的科技发展的比我想的还要快啊。So that's why whenever foreigners come to China, they will all think, wow, the technology development of China is faster than I imagine.
那这里有一个问题想问问大家，如果是你呢，你敢坐没有司机的车吗？So if it were you, would you dare to ride in a car in a driverless car, a robot taxi.
还是只有真人司机你才放心 ，or only human taxi driver will make you feel safe.
Good question.
Yes. So, all right. Let's move on to the answer. So, the sentence we asked it was only people with experience can do this job. How would you say it in Chinese? Well, a natural way to say it is 只有有经验的人才可以做这个工作。
这里我们用了只有 blah blah 才 to emphasize the condition is very special and very limited. Okay. Now it's your turn. Try to make your own sentence using 只有 blah blah 才。
比如只有周末我才有时间休息。But don't use my sentence. Try to think about your sentence.
It's my sentence.
I own it.
Okay, okay. And please tell us, would you trust a robot taxi? 你会相信一个没有司机的出租车吗？
Or would you try it at least once? Like, write it in the comments, what's your answer? Or even if you have already have this experience, you can also tell us in the comments.
Yeah, we would love to see and to read them. All right, that's all for today.
对，我们今天学了只有才这个结构。
这个结构可以帮助你表达只有这个条件成立，结果才会发生。So this structure help you express that the result will only happen if this condition is met.
而且我们也聊了，就是中国越来越多的 robot taxi， 我们也聊了，就是we also talk about the driverless taxi industry in China.
Next time, 下一次 we'll review HSK3 grammar and tips for the HSK3 exam.
Yes, so if you're preparing your HSK3 exam, just subscribe, give us a like. So also you can receive the notification for the next episode. And yeah, and then don't forget, if you want to start classes with us,You can scan the QR over here to get your free class. Okay, all right. So, that's all for today. So, we're gonna see, let's meet the next episode, right, Melanie?
我们下次见吧。